It is the truth. And when Lord Chaitanya spoke these words, the devotees responded by chanting, Jai! Jai! Grasping Lord Chaitanya's feet, Advaitacharya wept, and embracing Advaitacharya, Lord Chaitanya wept. Glancing for a moment at Lord Advaita, Lord Chaitanya smiled and said, I was a little mischievous. I acted like a child. Advaita replied, nothing about you is material. Lord Chaitanya said to Nityananda Prabhu, please listen, O noble-hearted Nityananda. If I was a little mischievous, please forgive me. Looking at each other, Nityananda, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaitacharya, and Haridas Thakur all began to laugh. Then, addressing her as mother, Lord Chaitanya spoke to Sitarani, Advaita's saintly and devoted wife. Lord Chaitanya said, go quickly, cook, offer the meal to Lord Krishna, and I will eat the remnants. Then, accompanied by Nityananda, Haridas, Advaita, and the others, Lord Chaitanya went to bathe in the Ganga. And after bathing, the Lord and the devotees returned to Advaita's home. As Lord Chaitanya was offering Dandavat obeisances before the deity of Lord Krishna, Advaitacharya fell down, placing his head upon the soles of Lord Chaitanya's feet. Haridas Thakur then fell down and placed his head upon the soles of Advaitacharya's feet. And seeing these wonderful pastimes, Nityananda Prabhu simply smiled. Lord Chaitanya hastily rose up and chanted, Vishnu, Vishnu. Accompanied by Nityananda and holding Advaita's hand, Lord Chaitanya happily entered the dining room. The three lords, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and Lord Advaita, sat down together in the dining room. Haridas sat at the dining room's entrance, as he was qualified to see all of these pastimes. Chanting Hari Hari, Advaita's saintly wife, who was the queen of yogis, served the meal to the three lords, who eagerly ate the splendid rice, the ghee, the milk, and the sweet rice. Glancing at Advaita, Nityananda smiled. When everyone was full, a little more food remained. And Nityananda, laughing, became like a boy, and he threw rice here and there in the house, and Lord Chaitanya called out, Hai, Hai! And Haridas smiled. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur says, I bow down before the feet of Lord Chaitanya's dear devotees. O devotees, please forgive my offenses. For some days, Lord Chaitanya stayed in Advaitacharya's home. Then, the three lords returned to Navadvip. And, hearing, the Lord has come, the Vaishnavas of Navadvip joyfully ran to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And gazing at the Lord's moon-like face, the devotees felt all suffering caused by separation from the Lord fade away. Grasping the Lord's feet, the devotees wept.